Blog Talk Radio.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. Talk radio show.
Yo, give me some fries and the extra large.
Shake.
Hurry up, I'm late for this meeting, I gotta
shake.
I'm in the McDonald's drive-thru, about to roll up the
shake.
Got a piece so bad, and the door in the Harlem
shake.
I was rolling my blunt and seen my side mirror
shake.
Thought it was my speakers, then I seen this body
shake.
Man, I'm on probation, motherfucker, I'm about to
shake.
Them fries and that
shake.
Thought earthquakes was the only thing that
shake.
You can get your air popped over the way to dice.
Shake.
I brought Drake to the hood, the driver was ready to
shake.
Guess he ain't never seen a real blood hand
shake.
Or a crack fiend walking down the block with that
shake.
Everybody got a family member with that
shake.
That'll come through and steal your TV and then
shake.
Man, that TV, cause Channel 9 used to
shake.
Couldn't watch Magic Johnson give Isaiah that
shake.
Now I got a plasma on the wall, that don't
shake.
But this in my bed got them double D's that
shake.
And the F like Trina when I smack it, it
shake.
That's why I like it dog style, cause you can see this
shake.
Neighbors hitting on the ceiling cause I make the bed
shake.
Landlords say I make too much noise, I gotta
shake.
Oh, my baby mama calling, you gotta
shake.
We was about to get it on to that Khalees Mill
shake.
I gotta hit it one more time before
shake.
I'ma f*** this until the knees starts it
shake.
Facing the pillow, f***ed up, let me see you
shake.
What your mama gave you, like that
shake.
What your mama gave you, throw it back now
shake.
What your mama gave you, let the world see it
shake.
Me and 50 ain't agree on sh**, so I had to
shake.
Ain't no telling what he putting in that protein
shake.
Seen the candy shop video, look at this
shake.
And that's the same that made this that's Young Buck
shake.
I'm surprised Lloyd Banks and Yayo didn't
shake.
Wasn't selling no records, Jimmy Iovine said
shake.
Only Black Eyed Peas making the white folks
shake.
I drop off my album and make the whole building
shake.
Hit the valet, grab my Ferrari then
shake.
This the automatic stunt. My keys don't
shake.
Unless they headed out of town when the Greyhound
shake.
Going down to Miami with palm trees
shake.
She see the cops, she know to drop that Louis baggin
shake.
Why you calling my phone? You know the routine
shake.
Lost my bricks, my pimp hand boxes
shake.
Make my money back, even if you gotta
shake.
What your mama gave you, like that
shake.
What your mama gave you, throw it back now
shake.
What your mama gave you, let the world see it
shake.
What your mama gave you, like that
shake.
What your mama gave you, throw it back now
shake.
What your mama gave you, let the world see it
shake.
Oh, man, whoa, I'm about to
shake.
Oh, man, yo, this is Cooler Dre, man, we call it
shake.
Yeah.
Game Shake inside the Social Lab, PM Hyman Radio. Hey, what's going on, everybody? We are back, and you can jump on and participate. 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Listen, it is 6:04 out there on the West Coast, 9:04 East Coast, ATL. What's cracking? It is a beautiful Monday. In the ATL, and we're looking for the pink moon. I just heard something about a pink moon. No clue what it is, but it sounds beautiful, and it's a beautiful night. So when we get off the air, we go on searching for the pink moon. Do y'all know what that is? Hey, hit us up. Let's talk about it. Again, 917-889-3926. 917-889-3926. Hey, it's the pursuit of happiness inside of a global pandemic. That's our topic tonight. The pursuit of happiness in a global pandemic. Plus, we chasing a pink moon. That just sounds real dope. Hey, before we go any further, all the way live from the other side of the ATL, give it up. She's hot. She's chocolate. What's cracking over there?
I am. I am both hot and chocolate, and I am here. What's good, TM High and the Radio family? And that pink moon does really sound like super intriguing. I heard about it on the news today, the
super
weather report.
Sexy.
So, yeah.
The pink moon. Yeah,
my
never heard of that in my life.
Me neither. So when he mentioned it, I was like, what is Chesley talking about? What is this pink monkey speaking of?
Hey, Chesley. Chesley, for those who do not know, if you've come through the ATL, spent any time in a hotel, you have certainly seen the coolest weatherman on the face of the planet. We got him right here in ATL.
Sure.
I know you all thought
right.
Al Roker. I know you thought Al Roker was the smoothest. Not quite. Chesley is my dude. Listen, this dude got on a suit with a different handkerchief in his suit pocket.
Pocket square. Yes. Yes. Come on, pocket square.
Border health.
Right. As for with
straight up. Again, the pink moon. The pink moon is what we're looking for tonight. All the way live from Charlotte, North Carolina. She's here, and I feel so blessed to have the family at the table tonight as we talk about the pursuit of happiness. Madam CeeLo Boston, what's good with you?
Good morning in the evening time. What's going on?
Mm-hmm.
Bye.
Are we here?
We are here for the pink moon and everything. The shenanigans
hey, yo,
it brings.
Never
with
heard
it.
Of it. But hey, listen, you know, it might bring out the barbarian in some of us. I don't know.
It might
silence
be a reason.
Others. You know,
might do that too.
Listen.
Mm-hmm.
It all matters.
I've never seen one. I've seen a pink moon.
It all matters.
You never
I've
seen
never
a moon that looked like where it looked like it has like that dust of red over it, where it just gives the illusion of the moon being pink?
No. This will definitely be my first pink moon experience.
Maybe I have. You know, I'm not quite sure. Yeah, I can't say that I do that. Maybe I need to.
You catch a lot of moons that way.
Moon.
Yeah.
Well,
welcome back, folks.
The superstition, well, we're not going to say the superstition of it. Let's say the what the detail is of the pink moon.
What is it?
Let us see. It really says super pink moon. And it rises tonight, but it won't look, says. The first of only two supermoons of 2021 rises in a super pink full moon tonight, April 26th. And you have a chance to watch it online if bad weather clouds your view. Supermoons are full moons that appear bigger in the sky than usual,
though
the difference may not be noticeable to the casual observer. During a supermoon, the full moon can appear up to 14% larger and 30% brighter than it is at its farthest from Earth. That's because it coincides with the moon's arrival at perigee, and that's the closest point to Earth in its orbit. I never
well,
dropping jewels.
All
9 minutes into the show, dropping jewels. That's how
we learned about the pink moon. All in one foul swoop.
That's
one thing
how
you
we
didn't learn in earth
so,
science.
You know, and so you know, for me, that's pretty majestic. Because what it says to me is that, you know, the God that creates the universe, you know, sometimes likes to show out, right?
Come on,
and create
yeah.
his
like,
own.
He's like a good show himself.
Listen, right? You know, it's a whole lot of stuff going on up there, right? I mean, but he likes to show out to show people, you know, who really in control. And it's definitely not us here on Earth. Right?
Oh, no.
So, you know, folks, you know, Madam Boston says she often looks up to the sky. So let me drop another jewel and tell you that, you know, looking up to the sky, not staring directly at the sun, but looking up to the sky is something that we should do often. One, we need those rays of vitamin D. We don't get enough
yeah.
vitamin D. So we need the vitamin D. But number two, when you look up to the sky, right, this is one thing you need to try. Try it tomorrow because it doesn't matter whether the sun is out or not. It's about looking up to the clouds, looking up to the heavens. You cannot look up to the heavens and frown.
Absolutely.
I guarantee you.
Come on,
you cannot look up in the sky. You cannot look up in the sky and not smile. I'm just telling you what the truth is. I've done it already. I've tried it over and over. Looking up to the sky changes your whole mood. You know what I'm
right,
saying? Yeah. We're talking about natural things, like the pink moon. We're talking about natural things. I think it's a great segue into the pursuit of happiness in a global pandemic. Because, you know, guys, a lot of people are busted, disgusted. I was having a chat conversation with Hot Chocolate earlier, you know, Hot Chocolate, if you don't mind.
Not at all.
You know, and it was just about the reality of what the isolation has done or is doing, right? The reality
yeah.
is this, my friends, the isolation has taken some people out, right? And there are others who are hanging on by a thread because, you know, we're trying to stay alive, right? We're trying to still quarantine because don't get it confused. I hear people using language like when we used to have to
yeah.
deal with COVID. And it makes me wonder, like, when did we stop dealing with
when
COVID?
When did we stop?
Because
right.
COVID is still here. COVID is still here, and it's not going anywhere anytime soon. So the mindset of some people is interesting. Nevertheless, you still have to do what you have to do to protect yourself and yours, my friends.
Yeah.
Nevertheless, it doesn't feel good. Doing the right thing, being mature, being responsible has caused some of us to go stir crazy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But let's talk about what the pursuit of happiness truly is and what it's truly about. Because I'm going to pose the question. Do you believe that you can still pursue happiness in this global pandemic?
Yeah.
It's not rhetorical. Yes, thank you. Answer the question, yes or no.
Yeah.
I think I heard one yes.
Yes, I do.
I heard another yes. And for me, I hands down say absolutely yes. We can still pursue happiness even in the midst of this pandemic because I'm going to give you four parts of creating what I deem a passionate life. A passionate life. See, to me, it starts with passion. It starts with passion and it ends with passion. What you – listen, I'm telling you like I know the back of my hand. Now, whether you can identify your passion or not, because some people have multiple passions. So it's not about one thing, but I think ultimately there should be one thing that sets your soul on fire. It starts with passion. Do what you love and love what you do.
To right.
me, that's about creating a passionate life because happiness should be tied up and tangled up in your passion. To me, it's four parts. Four parts. We're talking about the pursuit of happiness in a global pandemic. I think it starts with passion. Four parts of passion. Meaningful. meaningful. It has to be meaningful, something that's meaningful, right? Momentum.
Right. Yeah.
It has to create some momentum in your life. You know, the one thing that I know as it relates to both CeeLo and Hot Chocolate, when they talk about their grandchildren, it is meaningful and it stirs them up. It creates momentum, right? We're talking about passion.
Yeah.
Mindset, number three, mindset. When things are meaningful and they create momentum in your life, you start to think differently. You start to feel differently. It shifts something, right? Mindset is everything. Mindset is everything. In order to get to where you need to get to, you got to shift your mindset, and then you got to set some milestones. You
right.
got to look back on the things that you've accomplished, knowing that if you did it before, if you accomplished those things back then, guess what? You need to set some new goals.
You can do it again.
Because you can do it again. You can do it again. You got to set some new milestones. We're talking about the pursuit of happiness. What is the pursuit of happiness? When I think of that, I think of Will Smith in that movie, which was dope. It's a throwback,
mm-hmm.
right?
Yes, it was an underrated right? movie.
It really was.
Very underrated, very underrated. But the story was serious, right? And I think that was even that was a young Jaden Smith, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Sure was.
And so, you know, that ladies and gentlemen, the pursuit of happiness is defined as the fundamental right mentioned in the Declaration of Independence, believe it or not, to freely pursue joy and live life in a way that makes you happy, as long as you don't do anything illegal or violate the rights of somebody else.
Right.
So
yes,
the pursuit
we will.
Of happiness, just in case you did not know, it's actually in the Declaration of Independence, right? You know, and so why is the pursuit of happiness so important? Everybody seeks happiness.
Yeah.
Everybody seeks some form of happiness to maintain their good state of mind, right? A good state of mind leads to new thoughts, which leads to new ideas, which leads to new actions, and actions leads to new success. You need to pursue happiness in your own way. I'm gonna repeat that, right? Happiness is about mindset. It creates a good state of mind because it's about joy. See, when you're happy, it sends endorphins. It sends out certain endorphins and that kind of energy, right? It keeps you in a certain state. When you're in that state, new thoughts lead to new ideas lead to new actions, and actions lead to success. If you're feeling stuck right now in this moment, you need to shift your mindset. Find something meaningful. Let it create some momentum. And then set some milestones, set some goals around it. Right? Passion. It starts with your passion. Do what you love and love what you do. And if you don't like what you do, stop doing it.
Right. It's so easy to change it. It's so easy.
I don't know if it's always easy. Because let me tell you what I find the most difficult thing to do. When I'm coaching my clients, and I mentor a lot of folks, right? And, you know, it's to the point where, you know, some folks I have to actually, you know, put more pressure on than others. Some people come freely. Some people you got to drag, right? Because making a decision can be the toughest thing for us to do, depending on
the ramifications of the decision. Right. I said it wrong. I shouldn't have said it's so easy to do. I should have expressed that the feeling of ease once it's done.
Right.
Once you can make
yes.
that change.
It becomes easy. Absolutely.
Right.
Absolutely.
That's what I miscommunicated it. My apologies.
No. But thanks for that clarity because, you know, when the why becomes clear, the how
yes.
becomes easy.
Yes, that's it.
See, when you know why you're making the decision and you make it, as Hot Chocolate just stated, it becomes easy.
All right.
You have to get over the hump, though. You have to get over the hump.
Yeah.
You know why the hump is so big? The hump is nothing but your emotions. You have to
right.
take your emotions out of it because that's really what the hump is. You're in your own way. We are in our own way. I've been in my own way so many times and didn't even know it.
Right.
And didn't even know it, right, because I was in my feelings.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're in your feelings, you're in the way because you can't
right.
really see what's really going on. You can't really hear what is really being said because you're too
right.
emotional.
Right.
Right. Right. Yeah. You're being blinded. Right. Yeah.
Happiness is defined differently for everyone. Happiness is defined differently for everyone. Let me tell anyone who may be confused about the money chase, okay? The money chase, securing the bag. We all have to pay our bills. We all need money to survive. But let me tell you something. Money does not fix a money problem.
Sure does.
I'm gonna say it again. Money does not fix a money problem because money didn't cause the problem.
The person behind the money caused the problem.
You have to get to the root cause, to the real root cause of what's really going on. Because, I mean, how many times have we known people to have had millions of dollars and today they work regular jobs? That's because
right.
money don't solve money problems.
Right.
Right.
Meaningful momentum, mindset, milestones. Most people want certainty in their lives at the end of the day. I know I want a certain level of certainty, right? I mean, we like to know where we're going. You know, we want to know what's possible for us to achieve, right? I mean, we want to live a life that's meaningful by doing the work that matters in our communities. We want to make a difference in people's lives, specifically for the people who count on us, right? But at
right.
the end of the day, it's not that easy to walk out. It's not that
right.
easy to walk out. And what I have learned is a lot of times it's because we focus very little on the big picture and we focus on what we don't have.
Right.
If we focused more on what we do have, right, and don't despise the day of small things, be grateful for what we do have, more things will come into our lives. Affirmations
right.
are real. Like visualization
yes.
is real. In yes. order to receive something, you have to visualize yourself in that situation. Can you see yourself doing it? Do you believe it? Because if you believe it, you can achieve it, but you have to also see yourself in that situation. Affirmations.
Right.
Affirmations, visualizations bring about manifestations. I ain't trying to write no songs, but you want to hear it? Here it go. I said affirmations, visualizations bring about manifestations. Affirmations, visualizations bring about manifestations. It's real.
It is.
Right.
It is.
If you are stuck, my friends, regardless of where you are in the world, what you're going through, you know, you could be in Nigeria, where Wide Reach International ships books. I help to ship books to Africa through a nonprofit out of Florida called Wide Reach International. And the young people that get our books and read these books, shout out to Hillsborough County Public Schools that donates these books and our organization ships them. But, you know, these kids still live in dirt communities.
Right.
These kids still live in huts where aluminum is their roof. And if the wind blew too hard, it would literally be out of the storybook like the Three Little Pigs, right, where the wolf huffed and puffed and blew the house down because it wore nothing but tinfoil and some, you know, and some chicken wire.
What?
There are people who still live like that. So at the end of the day, there's always somebody doing worse than you, right? There's always somebody doing worse than you. You got to pick yourself up by your passion. You got to pick yourself up by your own pursuit of happiness, starting with the things that are meaningful to you. What's important to you? When was the last time you picked up the phone and told the people who are important to you, thank you, I love you? I literally posted a message this morning that came out of my spirit. And the message this morning I posted on Facebook was, just in case you didn't know, I stinking love you. That was the message I posted on Facebook. Because that's what I was feeling, and I want people in my community to understand that. We don't hear it enough. We don't express it enough.
I
think
I love you, too.
So,
yeah.
I love you, too,
man. I don't know how I missed that.
And I stinking love you. Absolutely posted it. See, when you're operating out of a passion for life, right, when you're operating out of your passion, it's the small things. See, we are looking for big things to happen in our lives, but no big thing can ever happen in your life when you continue to bypass the small things. People, it's the small things that matter. It's the small things that count, because small things add up to become big things.
Right.
And we're living in a day and age right now where I'm going to give you a few hacks. I'm going to give you a few strategies that can help you to bridge some gaps real quick, but you have to be willing to take action. I said you have to be willing to take action. We talked about new ideas. New thoughts lead to new ideas. New ideas lead to new action, and action leads to success. The number one reason a lot of us can't get to the next level is because we ain't taking no action.
Right.
Got a few life hacks. But you got to stop making excuses. You got to stop making excuses. I said you got to stop making excuses. It's the Social Lab team on the radio, hanging out with Madam CeeLo Boston, the Hot Chocolate. We are talking about the pursuit of happiness in a global radio show. I don't know if y'all realize this or not, but guess what? Everybody's lonely. Everybody is lonely. For the first time in American history, everybody is in the same boat.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter how much money you have. Doesn't matter how much money you don't have. Doesn't matter if you have a car. Doesn't matter if you don't have a car. Doesn't matter
right.
if you ride public transportation. Doesn't matter if you don't ride public transportation.
Exactly. Listen, that's why when Madonna said
we are all in the same boat. Go ahead, Boston.
Oh, yeah. Well, Madonna said, like, that COVID was pretty much the great equal, was going to be the great equalizer. Because, but I mean, she got backlash for saying it, but I mean, I agree with it totally because of what you just said. It doesn't matter. None of that matters.
It doesn't. You can make your circle larger, but you can't make your circle the whole world.
Right.
Well, right. Let me give everybody one quick hack. You know, specifically for people who consider themselves introverts. I coach a lot of people that's on both ends of the spectrum. I coach people who are on stages, right, for a living, and I coach people who only dream of being on stages, but they're so shy and they're so extroverted that the only public speaking they do is in their bathroom with a comb or a brush.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
So I'm going to give you a hack that will help people on both ends of the spectrum and everybody in between. Because you have to understand this. Again, get out of your own way. Get out of your own mind and get out of other people's pockets.
Right.
Because everybody ain't broke. And scarcity is a mindset. Get out of your own way. There is more than enough, and it's right around you. You have to take action. Life hack. Everybody's lonely. Everybody wants somebody to talk to. This is the first time in history where you are seeing people doing like pop-up interviews with some of their favorite people.
Right.
How is it happening? Because people are more social right now than ever before. They want people to talk to, but you can't be a weirdo about it.
Right.
You cannot be a weirdo about it. It's about relationships, building relationships. How do you get in touch with people who you can learn from? Right?
Yeah, get
start
me out
with
the
your
house.
Network.
Yeah.
Get start me out the house. With your network. Start with your network. The one thing, again, we are not doing is we are not taking action. If you are
right.
not conversing, if you are not on the phone, if you are not scheduling meetings right now with people and jumping on a 15-minute coffee talk, asking people what are they doing, how can you help them, because this is the deal. Too many people got their hand out expecting people to do something for you. Listen, the government is doing enough for you. Let me be clear. The government is doing enough.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Nobody owes anybody anything for a long time. The government
right.
has done enough, and guess what's going to happen for those who didn't benefit from it, as well as those who did, but it's not going to hurt you as bad. For the most part, as long as people go back to work. But in 10 years, we're going to feel this in such a way where
yeah.
eggs are going to be $5. And you're not going right. to understand why your eggs cost $5 in 10 years.
Yeah.
And it's because of this right here. There are repercussions.
Not even a pound of meat is
$5.
That
ain't what I'm talking about.
Right.
Listen. Inflation
That's
is going
crazy.
To kick in. And the inflation, my friends, is going to send, and this is a whole
toilet
other
paper
show.
About to go up.
I'm gonna drop, Listen, inflation is going to send the American dollar spiraling in the
into a
wrong direction.
Right.
In the wrong direction. And so what we're talking about tonight is a life hack that can help you to get unstuck so that you can experience success. We're in a pandemic. I talk about Clubhouse a lot. I've had people from Clubhouse to come on. People who now have Androids can now tap into Clubhouse. So if you have an Android, see me, and
okay,
I will get you your exclusive invite.
You got two right here. You got two right here.
We're ready.
We
so
are
why
waiting.
Don't you go ahead and text. You are, so I believe you have yours already, Boston. I sent yours in error thinking you had an iPhone, so you can still download that. Hot Chocolate, I'm going to fire yours off momentarily, right?
Okay.
And so, but listen, folks, Clubhouse is one of the tools, and it's several tools like Clubhouse. There's another tool similar to Clubhouse called Fanbase. And where I'm going with this is social media. You have to get savvy. You have to identify people who are going where you want to go. You have to identify people who are doing what you want to do. Create a list. Don't just follow people haphazardly just because. You want to get some value. Time is money, my friends. Time
is
an investment. Time is an investment. You should be looking to get a return on your investment anytime you invest time. See, what we like to say is I went and spent some time, you know, so I'm going to say I went and spent some time with my girl. I went and spent some time with my mother, right? But
right.
Really, it's invested time. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
I went and invested some time with my girl. I went and invested some time with my mom. Because at the end of
right.
the day, that is quality time you can't get back. And any time you're spending time doing anything that's not going to give you a return on your investment, stop wasting your investment. Do you hear what I'm saying, folks? It's called mindset shift. Mindset, one of the four, shift. Use social media to contact people, but you can't be a weirdo. So what you have to do is you have to like and comment on people's posts before you try to slide up in their DMs and be creepy.
Please
don't be a
again.
Creep. Don't be a creep. You have to build a relationship. Like and comment so people know who you are. They see that you're consistent. That is the ultimate way to establish an inroad to somebody who you would like to get some mentorship from. But you have to treat it the same way you would treat it as if somebody knocked on your front door. Can anybody just knock on your front door and ask you something and you have no idea who they are? No. So don't expect it from a DM perspective. And I'm also just telling you it's common courtesy. When you slide up in somebody's DM on something professional, say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, hello, how are you, how are you doing? It's the same
right, don't
thing
say, yo.
As if you would walk up to somebody on the street. Would you just walk up to somebody on the street and say, look, I got, you know, this product. You want to check it out?
Right.
No. Like, that's a Canal Street tactic. And if you don't know what Canal Street is, then you good.
That's
right?
New
but
York.
Nah. Right? I mean, listen, it's about relationship building. Relationship building. We're talking about the pursuit of happiness and how you get unstuck. What I just shared is strategies, specifically if you get on Clubhouse and Fanbase, you can talk to people directly. You can talk to people who you probably never would have a chance to ever be in their company directly. But this is the deal. Don't be talking to people just to be talking. Have something
right.
to say. Have some value to add. Have some value to add. I'm trying to help some folks get unstuck.
Well, you yeah, damn sure are.
Please don't waste the people's time when you get it, or your time.
Right. They're not
set some milestones.
Yeah,
have some goals,
have
absolutely. But why
right.
should I? Why should I care more than you do when you don't have your stuff together?
Right.
When you don't have your stuff together. Folks, let me just tell you, like, again, here's a hack. spend about an hour crafting a 60 to 90 second elevator pitch. A 60 to 90 second elevator pitch. Why an elevator pitch? So let's say you're in a hotel. Let's say you're in a hotel and you happen to get on the elevator with the person that you have been hoping and wishing that you could get in front of for the last 5 years. And now you are in the elevator with this person in the hotel. Now, let me tell you what most people are going to do. Most people are going to freak out and panic. And for those who do not panic, they're going to want to take a selfie.
Right.
What you should be focused on is talking about what you're trying to accomplish, giving that person a little clue of what you're working on, give them enough to where they'll be like, schedule some time, let's talk more. You want to plant some seeds. You need a 60 to 90 second elevator pitch, which is simply who, what, when, where, why, how.
Right.
Who, what, when, where, why, how. Who are you? What are you working on, right? Where are you working on it? Where do you work? How are you pulling it together? Right? You have to be able to spit it out very clearly so that others may run with it. That's actually a Bible verse. It said, write the vision, make it plain so that others may run with it. But when you know your why, and it becomes clear, the how becomes easy. Who, what,
right.
When, where, why, how. Right? If you can articulate that in an elevator and you looking good and you smelling good and you on top of your business, guess what? I think you about to win a meeting with that person you was in the elevator with. You feel me?
Definitely calls for a follow-up.
I just dropped about five jewels that, listen, if you're really trying to get unstuck, if you're really trying to pursue happiness, you got to take action. I just gave you some real-time actions to take. And guess what? You don't have to be on Clubhouse. You don't have to be on Fanbase. I'm introducing new tools to you. You can stay on Facebook. Leverage your network. You got people in your network right now making moves. You got people
right.
in your network right now doing stuff that you want to do. When was the last time you reached out to them people? Have you ever reached out to them people? And you know what? Do you know how you build relationship? You start with, happy birthday. That's a great picture. Happy anniversary. Your granddaughter looked beautiful. I see
right.
you, young king. Listen, get social, people. Stop being so antisocial and stop hating. Listen, if you a hater, you ain't going to ever get nowhere hating on people. See, you cannot and will not be great until you learn how to celebrate others. It's too many haters
Very
out
true.
Here. I'm here to tell you.
Yeah.
You will never be great hating on other people, I'm telling you. You got to learn how to be happy for other people's success. Why is it so hard for us to be happy for other people's success? It's crabs in a barrel. But I'm here to turn the barrels over. Let these funky crabs free. Let them free.
Let them go, please.
Let them free. Because the crabs in the barrel is old. It's old and it's not helping nobody. So we're going to knock these barrels over, let these crabs free, and we're going to go on about our business.
We not allowing no hateration up in the dancery
okay.
or holleration.
Tell them again.
It's the pursuit of happiness. It's the pursuit of happiness over here. It's the pursuit of happiness. I mean, listen, so many people have died. So many people are dealing with the death still of loved ones, mourning loved ones. And guys, we still have, you know, we still have, we still roll it in the deep.
Yes.
We still roll it in the deep. And so, you know, what are we going to do? Are we going to be overtaken? I don't think so. I don't think so. I'll speak for myself. I will not be overtaken, right? I will continue to pursue happiness in the midst of this global pandemic. I'll keep a positive mindset. I'm going to continue to set goals. I'm going to keep the things that are meaningful to me in front of me, right, and at the forefront, so I can continue to get the momentum I need to keep going. This is not the time to give up. This is not the time to quit. This is not the time to be thinking about suicide, homicide, no side. You feel me?
Right. No side.
Right. None of those are sides.
I do. I'm going to continue to do all of those things, and I'm going to continue to draw on the positive energy, the good vibes of my friends and family who I hold so near and dear, and those far away too that I hold near and dear. Just speaking for myself, yeah, it's been really, really tough. So speaking positivity and life over myself is a must. I've taken to more regularly meditating and just trying to get myself centered and focused. Because there's so much swirling around out there just in the universe, period, much less just in my little life.
Right.
Facts. Facts. And we have to protect our emotional, our mental, and our physical health, right? You have to protect it. Because emotions, you just said it, like a lot be swirling around in the universe. And, you know, whether you're spiritual or not, a lot of what is happening in the universe is spiritual stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Things like the,
absolutely.
Like the shift in the moon. And so when things are happening, and people are starting to feel weird or don't really know why they're feeling a certain way, right?
Mm-hmm.
It truly, a lot of times, is things that's happening in the universe. But if you don't know that, right, they say those who know. But if you
if
don't
you know, you know. Right.
Okay.
But if you
and if
don't
know,
it could drive you crazy. Right, because
right.
People just say, "Well, I'm feeling depressed," you know, and depression, you know, leads to other things a lot of times. And if you're not treating depression right through medication or a counselor, and you're dealing with it on your own, then you're probably doomed. Because if you could fix it, it wouldn't be a problem. So you need to seek a physician so that you can get the proper treatment if it's truly depression. But sometimes, you know, it was just something that you felt in that moment, right? And something that you feel in that moment that comes and goes, 9 times out of 10, that might not be depression. Now, I'm not saying depression can't come and go.
Right.
But I'm just saying you have to be conscious of the things that are in the atmosphere, things that are in the universe. For those who are super spiritual, it said the principalities is what they call them. But I'm gonna leave that right there. Leave that for a Sunday service.
Yes.
Sunday service.
momentum is not about making major changes all the time. You know what I'm saying? It's about making small incremental changes over a period of time. Momentum. You know, it doesn't mean you have to take a giant leap for mankind. It just means you're doing something a little different. Something as simple as this, my friends, right? If you get up normally at 8 o'clock in the morning, something as simple as getting up at 7:30, that's momentum. That's momentum. Now, if you only do it for one day, I say poo on you, right? That's nothing. But if you do it consistently, right, then that's momentum. Because now you're getting up 30 minutes earlier, which means that you have 30 extra minutes in your day, right? Mm-hmm. But think about if you normally got up at 8 o'clock and then you started getting up at 5 o'clock, you have gained 3 extra hours in your day. What could you do with 3 extra hours in your day when you're trying to pursue happiness? Oh, come on, my friends. I'm just trying to help you. That was probably like the seventh hack. That was probably the seventh, you know, strategy I'd have gave y'all tonight. Just simply get up early. Gain more time in your day. And I'm telling you, the best time of the day, amen, the best time of the day is really between 5 and 7 o'clock in the morning. It's the quietest time. Like, people still, you know, moving around slow. They still sleep, most people, right? You can move around in peace and quiet. I'm telling you, you know, if you can read a book, read a paragraph, you know, journal in your book, write if you get a few of those great ideas down on paper, jot a few names down, the people who you're going to call today, who you're going to call this week. I challenge everybody to call 2 people every day for the rest of the year. Even if it's the same 2 people, they won't get sick of you. But 2 people every day for the rest of the year.
Open up the lines of communication.
You need to get in the routine of being connected. You have to get into the routine of taking action.
All right.
And understand your whole purpose of calling 2 people is to simply exercise your muscles to take action.
Answer the phone when I call you.
Because
I'm going to answer.
Over time, guess what? Over time, those 2 people are going to change. And then those 2 people are going to go to 4 people. Then those 4 people are going to go to 6 people, because the whole idea is to call people with a purpose. Again, we said we're not just calling people just to be calling them.
Oh.
We're exercising our muscles, right? We're exercising our muscles. But add some value. We said we want to add value, right?
So you
can add value to someone's day simply by calling them to say hello. That's add value, right? Telling them,
right,
you know what? I stinking love you. You know, make them laugh. Make them smile, right? Add some value. I'm just saying, we make it complicated, but it's really not that complicated.
No.
And the last thing I'll say, you know, and it doesn't cost anybody anything, you know, social currency, social currency, the new currency is social currency at the end of the day. It's likes and comments. It's likes and comments. It doesn't cost you a thing. It doesn't cost you a thing to like, comment, and share. But be strategic. Like, comment, and share people who are doing what you want to do or who are going where you want to go, because those are the people you want to learn from and build relationships with. Like, comment, and share their content, because what happens over time is when you go to DM them or when you bump into them in the mall or when you bump into them in a restaurant, right? They know who you are.
Right.
It's a better chance. It's a better chance. Let me say this. It's a better chance that they will remember who you are, right? Because they've had some kind of interaction. And even if they don't, you know what you can say? You can say, ABC123 on Instagram. I like your stuff all the time. And what they're going to say is, oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I appreciate that. What's up? What you got going on? Guess what?
Mm-hmm.
It's organic. It's humanistic. That's not something that you force, you know? You just can't roll up on people. You don't know them. You got to exchange some social currency. Currency is the key word. You don't always got to have money in your pocket, but you got to take action. You got to build relationship. Now, listen, you go back and listen to this show tonight, you will realize that, you know, it is packed with value. Because we truly are trying to help you pursue happiness. You know, life is what you make it. Life is what you make it. And what we have to realize is we cannot sit around and allow the government, the states, or the feds to dictate our lives. Protect yourself. Be smart. Make the right decisions and pursue your happiness. Hot chocolate. What advice do you have as you reflect on the hour?
My best advice is definitely one, go back and listen to the show and have pen and paper available to jot some of these jewels down if you miss them. Secondly, if you're having problems focusing and finding your direction and you feel like you're all over the place like I did or like I do, find something to help you center yourself. For me, it's meditation
meaningful.
And music.
Something meaningful.
Yes,
something meaningful.
Something meaningful, by all means. For myself, it's meditation and music. Meditation, it was music, but adding meditation took my ability to find my center to another level. I'm still working on it, but it has helped tremendously.
Yeah, that's good. Music is just a great turn up regardless. Music and meditation together, that's dope. Boston, what advice do you have as we wrap this thing up?
Well, my advice is for those who are stuck and need to talk to somebody, don't be afraid to reach out at all, because no one knows you need help until you ask for help.
Sure.
So that's my advice. Ask for help.
And you will be surprised. And so, you know, again, don't be shy. Don't be embarrassed. Don't sit on it. Hot chocolate, what you say?
Yeah, they're saying not to suffer in silence.
Yeah.
Do not. Mindset, momentum, meaningful, milestones, not in that order, but create a life of passion. Create a life of passion. Do what you love and love what you do, right? Find something meaningful, my friends. And we're back on Wednesday. Have no idea what the topic is or who will be here. But we will be here.
We're gonna be here.
We will be here. Hey, good night. Dope show. I'm going to go back and listen to it myself. Map out a plan myself. Make sure I continue to surge forward. Hey, good night.
Okay.
TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live Talk Radio Show. 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 Talk radio show Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Talk Radio Show. Real talk. Real, real talk. Talk Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. Talk Radio Show. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live. TM Hyman Live.